You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 KVML. Pleased to be joined in the studio this morning by Daryl Slocum with the Amgen Tour Stage 4. He is the Media PR and Marketing Director. Good to see you, Daryl.
Good morning, Mark. Good to see you.
Here we are in the second day of May, and that means we are only 2 weeks away now from the big Amgen Tour Stage 4 that'll be taking place in Sonora. Only 14 days. The countdown is officially here.
Thank you for pointing that out to me, Mark. I was not actually aware of that. No, it is. It's looming large. It will be a fun-filled but busy two-week period of time. We're excited.
There was an event in downtown Sonora this last Sunday morning, and you must have other events planned leading up to the Amgen race.
We sure do. This Sunday evening at the Opera Hall is our grand gala. That is starting about 5:30 at the Opera Hall. And a week from that, on May the 12th, we will have our VIP reception, and that's at Indigene Reserve, which is a beautiful facility out Apple Valley Road.
Oh, I was going to ask you, where is that and what is that?
It's an apple orchard, but they've recently invested in the facility, and they will be making hard cider out there. And if you haven't seen it, you need to get out and look at it. I've been telling people that our event is only $20, and I would literally pay that to go out and tour the facility. It is a beautiful facility.
And you said that takes place Saturday, May 12th?
Saturday, May the 12th.
At what time?
Also at 5:30.
So after the parade, the Motherlode Roundup Parade and Rodeo, then a person should head over there.
Before you go to the dance that night featuring Change Required, absolutely.
Perfect. Okay, tell me about the big day, Wednesday, May 16th, Stage 4 Amgen Tour. What can we expect in downtown Sonora?
You can expect a lot of activity, a lot of fun and excitement, and the opportunity to see world-class cyclists. The tour will be finishing the night before. Stage 3 ends in Livermore. The cyclists themselves will be staying there, but they'll be driving up early the morning of Wednesday the 16th. They will be available to receive the public, sign autographs, photo opportunities, etc., prior to positioning themselves on the bikes and heading out of town at 10:35.
So what time is Washington Street closed?
Washington's actually going to be closed very, very early that morning. No one should plan to go down Washington Street at any time during the morning of May the 16th. The closure will take place at the Red Church, so you can hang that left turn there instead of going downtown Washington, but the street will be closed basically for the better part of the day on Wednesday.
Does that mean events start really early in the morning as well?
No, actually, it's to set the street up. The cyclists require their equipment to be on the street and accessible. And when I mean equipment, I mean their support vehicles, getting the bikes ready for the tour that day. That equipment will be on Washington Street, which takes up too much room to allow traffic on the street that day.
And then are there going to be speeches made by dignitaries?
Absolutely. There will be a podium set up at Courthouse Park, I'm presuming. I haven't been in the loop on this officially, but that will be kind of the central point of operation. There will be a starting line erected. That's the other reason for the street closure, is that will be, if you've seen any of the photos from previous events, it's a structure that will basically hang right over Washington Street. So there will be activities and speeches and dignitaries. Assembly member Kristen Olson, who was instrumental in getting the tour staged to stop in Sonora, will be here that day, and she's attending the festivities, and so we're very excited.
And Mayor Bill Canning will be there, I'm sure.
Mayor Canning is our event chair, and he will be the lead person for the LOC, the local organizing committee, and facilitating the activities.
Now, the race route will go all the way down Washington Street towards Highway 108 at Limekiln. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. So much like the Motherlode Roundup Parade, there will be terrific viewing opportunities all along Washington Street. So if you aren't able or you don't want to come down to Courthouse Park to see the pre-race festivities, you can establish yourself anywhere along Washington Street and have a great view of the cyclists coming by.
The race then crosses over Highway 108, runs down Campo Seco, and over to...
It works its way to Jacksonville Road. And eventually they come out on Highway 49, they go up 49 and make the right turn there by Moccasin, and then it's a straight shot to Oakhurst from there.
Is this going to affect any of the area schools?
Yes, affect them from the standpoint that a couple of the schools have announced closures for the day. Sonora Elementary, I believe, is not going to have classes that day, as well as Sonora High School.
Well, this is the month of May. We're already here, and this is going to be an extraordinarily large month. Rope, Ride, and Ribbit. You are right in the middle of Rope, Ride, and Ribbit, kind of the bridge in between the Motherlode Roundup and the Calaveras County Fair and Jumping Frog Jubilee.
We love being right in the middle. What a great place to be. Love the Motherlode Roundup and Parade. Love the Calaveras County Fair and Jumping Frog Jubilee. And the opportunity to create a bridge between those events is something that we absolutely want to take advantage of.
It's going to be a big day in Sonora, and we've been speaking with the media PR and marketing director, Daryl Slocum, Amgen Tour Stage 4. For more information, Daryl, is there a website?
atocsonora.com.